Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings and greetings, greetings and blessings, blessed souls. We're alive because we're blessed to stay alive in this most existential and yet paradoxically eternal moments, bridging into the nature of human dialogue. You're tuned into Blog Talk Radio, and we humbly assert that we are the higher inner frequency of Blog Talk Radio. We call ourselves Soul Class. This happens to be Soul Class number 689, Creator, Faith, and Reason, Part 4. Blessed is our Creator, shalom, peace, and bracha, and blessing upon the entire human family experience, a.k.a. 7 billion plus human beings living on this blessed earth, all blessed and anointed, never to be disappointed with their tzelem elokim, which is no dream, the divine image. Help them get on scrimmage with the experiences each one of us get to interface on a daily basis. With Creator's help, we're now broadcasting on May 15th live from Turtle Island, a.k.a. the USA Unified Soul Actualization. Content will focus on amplifying ideas conveyed in a book by national radio host Dr. Michael Savage. Now, Dr. Savage, in his book, God, Faith, and Reason, doesn't need our endorsement or criticism for one of his latest works. Our intent, rather, is to extract out ideas that perhaps he may have consciously or subconsciously wanted to convey, but for reasons known or unknown to Dr. Savage, such perceptions did not reach the pages he wrote upon. The call-in number is 347-838-8669, which I don't think anyone's going to call in because this is a rather impromptu broadcast. We didn't advertise. However, meanwhile, may the Eternal Creator bless and protect you and your family peacefully and pleasantly. The tags for tonight's program are Eternal Creator, Divine Image, Universal Redemption, Children of Israel, and Children of Noah, collaborating together to remove hatred, jealousy, and competition not needed upon the face of this blessed earth, as well as universal brotherhood, sisterhood, humanhood. Dr. Michael Savage and God, Faith, and Reason. We're going to segue down this pineal gland music, and my intent is that this will hopefully open up the inner frequency of human consciousness within ourselves and with others, and to get us back to the table of human dialogue in a peaceful and pleasant manner. Let's just turn down the music. And we're joined now with our co-host, our primary co-host for the past almost 7.5 years, Dennis Ryan. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Don. I want to congratulate you on expanding your area of coverage in the airwaves.
Yeah, actually, thank you, Dennis. We actually have expanded lately, the last week or so, with the talks we've been covered with yourself and also with our good friend and brother down in Jamaica, or I like to say Jamaica, Jerome Sage Butler, living in, I think it's St. Andrew or Gordontown, out in the mountains of Jamaica. We're getting a little more intercultural, which I think is very important. And something which is intercultural and multicultural and universal is talking about matters that Dr. Savage is, in fact, dealing in one of his latest works. I think it's the last book he published. I think he's working on something else now. And then we're in the first section of his book, In God, Faith, and Reason, and he asked three basic questions before he got into the meat of that section. Does God exist? What is the nature of God? What is the nature of man? And we started a discussion on that, and then we ran out of time. So we're going to try to expand a little bit more on that. And I'll let you, if you have any comments to make upon these three questions Dr. Savage asked, does God exist? What is the nature of God? And what is the nature of man?
Well, Dr. Savage is what I would call a smart man. However, those three questions are really not about details. They're about engagement. What he tries to do is get the listener or the reader to engage. By engaging, you start the process of interaction and partaking.
True. Now, the first sentence that he writes in this section, that he mentions there are people more knowledgeable than himself regarding the Bible, the Hebrew one meaning, and the theology, etc. But he reads into it, that doesn't necessarily mean that they know more about Creator than you or I. So, on the one hand, Dennis, okay, the Torah, as within its own context, means, or Bible, as people would interpret it in English, Torah means instruction. And these were instructions that are in a written form and an oral Torah form, and something which perhaps people don't necessarily pick up on. Basically, all the time that you see God spoke to Adam, or God spoke to Moses, God spoke to Abraham, God spoke to the prophets, and it was written down. That was an oral Torah instruction that was written down. And so certain things were written down in the more popular form that everyone relates to openly as the Bible or the Tanakh, with the Ten Commandments. We're coming up on the holiday of the Ten Commandments, which really encompasses all this coming weekend, starting after the Blessed Sabbath. So, yes, on the one hand, there are people who have the facts down pretty well, but then there's Dr. Savage goes on to say it doesn't mean they know anything more about God than you or I. So, to me, there's a different implication there, Dennis, as I understand it, because there's the actual fact-gathering data process, and then there's the internalization in terms of that personal relationship with Creator. So I think that's a very important point, because some people are not very well-versed in the Scriptures and are not necessarily Jewish or Christian, yet they are very in tune to their perceptions of the Creator, and therefore when they go before Creator, it was based on their perceptions, not having the access to these teachings, which I consider to be wonderful eternal teachings. But there is something to that, where, for instance, a person who was very much immersed in modern lifestyle and can be overwhelmed by all the pressures and the nuances and the logistical matters that have to be taken on a daily basis, can actually have this knowledge of data, but sometimes they use it as a replacement for that personal relationship with Creator, which is really what it's all about. It's having that personal relationship with Creator. Your take on these matters.
Well, no one person knows everything, but we do know about the human race, and that is they're full of opinions. Now, some of the opinions, they can coincide with what was written and instruction, but how many humans will take even instructions as an opinion? Where does the truth really lie? Because if we all have different ideas, how can we ever get together and say what is the truth? So we have a lot of people that even have opinions about the truth. So we're talking about a diverse group that one day can say yes, and the next day they may say maybe, and the other time they say we're committed for the rest of our lives. But that's a hard line to keep, because the rest of your lives, you may have many more opinions. So what I think of what you say instructions, I think it's guidelines. We ask people to stay within those guidelines, and there's some people that can do it. But there's some people within the guidelines can go deeper and get closer to the truth. So we have to take the human question into consideration, even though your opinion and my opinion may be the same, but there's a lot of people out there, just like there are some Jewish, Catholic, and Muslim people that don't follow exactly what they were supposed to because they have opinions. So when can we ask people to sacrifice their opinion for the truth? And by doing that is what you call understanding. If they can understand what the truth is, then they should be firmer in their guidelines.
True. Now, Dr. Savage goes on, Dennis, to say, and bless those listening out there, most of you will be here, I would say 99.99% of you will be hearing the archive version of this humble presentation, is that Dr. Savage goes on to say is that God is about belief and faith. So I would take one step back and saying, well, that is one facet of Creator. But more than that, I would like to assert a teaching from one of our favorite teachers, and I think you're in that category of listing him as our favorite teachers, the Rambam, where before Rambam associates Hashem, God, Almighty God, with faith and belief, he indicates at the beginning of his Mishneh Torah is that the foundation of all foundations and the pillar of wisdom is to know that there is a primary being who brought into being all existence. All the beings of the heaven, the earth, and what is between them came into existence only from the truth of his being. So why Dr. Savage wants to just bring out these two facets, I'm sure he is aware of the first verse in the Bible or the Torah, in the beginning, created the earth. But the Rambam wants us to know that knowledge should not be something which is antithetical or in opposition to belief and faith. And again, I bring us back to the dialogue, which any of you blessed souls can go out there and just read the Bible and read the conversations. Most of them are quite terse, actually, between the prophets and God. The prophets didn't have faith in God. They didn't have belief. When they spoke to Creator, they knew exactly who they're speaking. Just like, I really am not exuding any belief or faith that I'm speaking with Dennis Ryan, our co-host. I know that I'm speaking to Dennis because Dennis called into the program and we are dialoguing. And in this moment, Dennis is going to continue with his thoughts on the matter about, well, I'm not dismissing that Dr. Savage saying God is about belief and faith. I wish there was a point, or perhaps he understands this point, but from a biblical Torah perspective, God is, the question is, how do we connect to it, to the is of God, meaning the source of all existence? Dennis?
Well, in the Guide to the Perplexed that the Rambam wrote, he spends almost half a chapter on paganism. Why? Mm-hmm. Because he starts talking about the Sabaeans, but what he did was, he said he went over their books and all their details for what they call their religion, which comes out to faith and belief. But at the same time, he mentions that Abraham was a Sabaean and that he followed all the details until he understood what the guidelines to the truth is. And at the same time, the Rambam says, what is these paganistic ideas? I mean, it's an opinion, but that's because they haven't understood how everything is arranged, because all they did was base it on nature in some way, shape, or form. Mm-hmm. Nature comes and goes. It's cyclical. It's there. But if you look at the sky during the day, you won't see any planets anywhere. You only see one planet, the sun. At night, it changes completely, and you don't see the sun, but you see all the stars, mm-hmm, and planets. So for people who didn't understand, this was a rude time, a very coarse and basic understanding of the world we live in. But nobody really explained it to them. So when we do explain it to them, we expect the understanding, and this is what the Rambam provided, the difference between honoring nature in some way, shape, or form and honoring our Creator who created nature. In effect, he started the teaching in his book that not only began with paganism, but showed you why people understood that wasn't enough. That was, you were left without understanding because you got physical satisfaction between day and night. But with our Creator, you get the satisfaction of always being in touch with our Creator. Now, that's an opinion that's not hard to take, because if you can explain it, you will reach the level of understanding, and the guidelines appear, and you see a pathway to the truth.
Beautiful, Dennis. Now, Dr. Savage takes us on a little bit of, you know, there is something, I think, intrinsic. I mean, I don't know if people want to admit it or not, but the fact that a mind is inquiring, Dennis, you know, not to be ethnocentric, but it's like every human being, if they have a mind that is capable of processing more than just one-dimensional linear thinking, they have sort of like a Talmudic type of, you know, reasoning, question, answer, more questions to the answer provided. And Dr. Savage goes on. I'm going to read a little bit of what he wrote, where on the one hand he says one thing, and the other hand he says, well, there's another way to look at it. So I'm going to read what he wrote here, is that, as we just mentioned, God is about belief and faith. It is not about proving there is a God, for there is no proof. What proof can there be? If there were firm proof, there would be no need for this book. It would have been done 1,000 times by now. The fact that we're even contemplating whether God exists indicates that nobody really knows. But I say the obverse tells us that God does exist. So that's very much the type of thinking that I'm accustomed to when I learn, say, Talmudic reasoning, or what we call Hasidus, or the inner dimensions of Torah. You don't necessarily see that in scriptural writings. So, you know, Dr. Savage is definitely a thinker, and I would just like to respond and turn to you, Dennis, for this, from feedback, is that, yeah, on the one hand, we don't need any proof for Creator. If we are privy to a type of education which makes the embedding of a consciousness of a super being part of our ascension and growth process as human beings. But the fact of the matter is, number one, many people don't get that type of proper education. I'm talking about people of every faith and background. I'm talking about Jews and Christians and Muslims, because things can get distorted. There can be part and parcel of a person's upbringing which can preclude them from the proper integration of a super being into their very mundane day-to-day living. And yes, you'd say if there were firm proof, there would be no need for this book. But there have been books written for thousands and thousands of years, not just from the Jews, but from the Gentiles. Aristotle, Socrates, God of the Perplexed is a wonderful example, where because people are not given, unfortunately, I call it the exiled condition of the human family experience since the expulsion out of the Garden of Eden, we do need many writings or many conversations to bring people back into the fold. Because I'd like to share, I'm gonna stop at this point, Dennis, and then let you take over in the dialogue. Lubavitch Rebbe talked about this idea. When a human being feels anxiety, you know, a lack of balance, and things seem to be tilting to one side or to the other side, and it seems to be impossible to get back to that centeredness, which is called a sustainable type of balance, it's because a person is not in sync with truly who they are, and they're being given this sort of like message from the Creator in a very, very sublime and yet very subtle, concealed manner, that this is a message to try to get back to the center of the core of their being, which we would advocate. The center and core of every human being is to realize they are connected, they were created, and they are a emissary of this super being called Creator, and have been appointed, and hopefully not disappointed, with the role of being a good steward amongst the 7 billion people living right now as part of the human family experience. Dennis, your take on these matters.
Well, one of the dilemmas in the human language, regardless of what language you're using, is the question why. In other words, we are inquisitive people. That's our nature as being humans. But we keep asking the next question of why. And the why never seems to satisfy us, because we always have another question after that. But the human mind is made up of finding out what the patterns that appear by asking the questions. So we end up formulating an opinion until we find out wait a minute, I just thought of a better opinion or a better opinion. So this is a process that people go through. That doesn't mean they're going to find the truth absolutely. No, because a lot of humans would know the truth hit them in the face. They have to be prepared to understand what it is, and that understanding requires a building of confidence, of esteem, understanding, and their feelings. You can tell somebody, oh, you feel incomplete? Well, I have a way to help you to feel more complete. Of course, they can ask why, and now you can go on and help with the understanding as to why you'll feel better if you're doing good as opposed to bad, helping other people, and talking to our Creator is another way of reinforcing that good within the humans. So if they understand how the process works, it's fine. But a lot of people on the street today, if you told them, here's a document that was written 2,000 years ago, and it has all the truth, they could turn around and say, how come it hasn't worked by now? Because we're at odds, we're fighting, we're being mean, we're not always doing good. So you have to be careful, because the understanding is that you've got to understand how other humans do it as well. So, yes, there's an individual involved, but on a comparative basis, they can always say, well, wait a minute, this person prays to God all day. They don't have much money, they live poorly, and the future doesn't look too good for them. That's an opinion. But who is the better person? God knows. And that's where it lies. So we have to, from a human viewpoint, we can't prove anything from a human viewpoint. You cannot put God in your hand. Your faith and belief is not in your hand. So if you want to say you visually want to see the proof, then you're looking at the thing the wrong way. You're coming out with an opinion that says everything relies on what is the proof. That is not true. But where is the truth? The truth also has another opinion. And if you believe in it and your mind tells you there's nothing wrong in it, well, that's a good way to say you accept it. But we constantly have this questioning that's going on. And we do understand, for those of us who understand evil and good, that the evil is always around, going around, looking for little chinks in our armor. And if you keep saying, I'm not too sure, or I don't think that's the correct way to go, the devil is only too happy to jump in. But if you have enough faith and belief in our Creator, you can ward that off and keep your mind straight and active on the narrow path to the truth, to our Creator.
Thank you, Dennis. And with that, we're going to segue out of today's brief presentation. I'd like to thank you for using one of your most valuable resources, your blessed time. And we're going to segue out with a wonderful song by our brother David Dome, who will help us get back home. And the name of the song is "Help Me Find My Way." Help Me Find My Way Home. But before we sign off, Dennis, any last tidbits of wisdom you'd like to share with our blessed audience, which is being broadcast not live in the archive version, ultimately to 40 different countries and 40 states across the United States of America?
Well, from a human viewpoint, I learned some old Irish sayings, and to me, it has some value, and it personally, and I try to tell other people, and the saying is, never let the sun go down on your anger.
Beautiful. And Dennis, just to give you a little tip off, hopefully when we next reengage in this conversation, which will be the fifth part of Creator, Faith, and Reason, you know, vibing off of Dr. Savage's, one of his latest book, until he produces his next one. Dr. Savage begins to talk about the awareness of the atheist and what does it matter to the universe or Creator about the awareness of the atheist. Well, hopefully we'll just talk about that. But in the meantime, blessed souls, this is Don Zosi Goodman, your local international cyberspace Torah activist, Torah Askan, reminding everyone, I've got to be good, Dennis has got to be good, we've all got to be good, because Atevo Tov Lahati, it's the nature of the good to do good, the Creator is the source of our goodness. And Creator is patiently awaiting us, all of us, to find our way back home, which is our home, is rooted in our knowledge and our faith and our belief and our prayers and our gathering in of information of a creator, fellowshipping with other people, helping a person across the street, either virtually or literally. And may this all be accomplished in the way of Ahavachad, one love, Gorlachad, one destiny, Kolon of all of the dark and home, dark and shalom, in a peaceful, pleasant way. He has helped me way, help me find my, let's rewind the tape. Help me find my way home by David Dohm. Take care, everyone.
Help me find my way home.